First, a bill introduced in the state legislature earlier this fall would repeal the State Department of Natural Resources air quality regulations. The lawmakers seeking the changes say that the move would put the state more in line with federal guidelines and help stimulate Wisconsin's economy. Representative Jesse Kramer is a Republican representing Wisconsin's 59th Assembly District, which includes Keewaskum. He's a co-sponsor of the bill. Representative Kramer, thanks a lot for joining us again.
Good afternoon, Rob. Thank you for having me.
Well, spell out the basics of this legislation. If passed, what changes in Wisconsin?
Sure. So it's a very simple bill in a package of bills that deal with streamlining and eliminating certain regulations that do not need to be on the books in the state. So right now, we have obviously federal guidelines, federal clean air guidelines that we have to follow. And we also have additional state guidelines, state regulations that we've added on top of those federal ones. So right now, we are monitoring in Wisconsin 293 more potential air pollutants. So we have that many more on the books that we have to watch out for or look for than the federal government requires. Of those 293 additional pollutants that are on our books, only 94 have actually been emitted in the state. So we have a lot of things, a lot of red tape that businesses have to go through when they want to add on or expand or move here that don't necessarily need to be there. And it's not that we're trying to, a lot of the articles that have been out there say that we're trying to eliminate state air pollution regulations. That's not at all what we're trying to do here. What we're trying to do is just review what we have on the books, and it's up to the DNR to scientifically determine what needs to be there yet or what can be eliminated down the road. So right now the federal government goes through a review process with their own clean air regulations every 5 years. This is an every 10-year review that once the air pollutant is on the books 10 years from now, that would sunset. And they can re-promulgate a rule if that pollutant should still remain on the books. So that way we're keeping it clean as to how much we have for regulatory burden in the state here.
How much of a business impact do you think this has had here in Wisconsin, having these pollutants tested for and regulated by the state DNR?
Well, the interesting thing is there was a report, Rob, that came out, I believe it was back in 2004, that the first year alone of having these additional pollutants regulated in the state would cost the business community $100 million. So that was the first year alone. So it does have an impact on state job creation here and business expansion.
Is there a case to be made that the state should have its own kind of local guidelines, maybe focused more on industries that are here in Wisconsin that maybe are under the radar of federal regulations?
Sure, absolutely. And that's why we're telling the DNR, we're not saying just eliminate everything. Once these sunset, don't ever put them back in place again. But what the DNR is going to have to do is to determine and to prove that these are pollutants that we may have a special need or a desire to monitor them, even though the federal government has not told us to do so. And we do have to look at surrounding states also and see what they're doing. Obviously, with a similar pollutant, if we're going to monitor it, why doesn't Illinois and Michigan and Minnesota, things of that nature? So that's up to the DNR and the scientists at the DNR to determine what should and should not be on the books anymore. So we're not, as legislators, saying remove these 293 pollutants and get rid of them permanently. We're saying just go back and review them and decide what should be on the books and what should not be on the books, DNR scientists.
As far as timeline for that happening, if this is passed and signed into law, do those regulations over those 200-plus pollutants, do they disappear until the DNR reviews them, or is there a sunset period? How does that get implemented?
Absolutely not. There's a period of time where they will be able to re-promulgate the rules. So right now, the way the bill is written, we would have anticipated this getting signed by the end of the year. I don't see that happening right now. I could, but I don't see it happening. But the way the bill is written right now, all of these additional pollutants over and above that exceed the federal requirements would sunset at the end of next year. The way the bill is written, they would be able to start re-promulgating rules January 1st of this coming year then. So they would have a year buffer to re-promulgate the rules. Now, that doesn't mean they can't be doing the research and coming up with all the material and the data to prove that they need the rule in place prior to that. It just means that that's when they can start the re-promulgation process. So there shouldn't be, and that's one of the things we did here in the hearing, that there will be a gap in coverage that we'll basically be running amok with no air quality rules at all in the state. Well, first of all, we have all the federal rules yet that we'd have to follow. And secondly, no, there should not be a gap because the DNR should be able to re-promulgate the rules in that year prior.
Talking to State Representative Jesse Kramer from the Kewaskum area, talking about changes to air pollutant regulations here in Wisconsin. He's a co-sponsor of new legislation on that. Representative Kramer, as you probably know, environmental groups, some of them opposed to this, the American Lung Association. The suspicion seems to be, okay, there's going to be some stuff that we'd be better off regulating, continuing to regulate, that's going to fall through the cracks here under this legislation. Maybe political pressure on the DNR will keep them from re-regulating this after the sunset period. What would you say to them?
Well, that's interesting because we didn't hear any of the specifics from the groups that did testify as to the concerns that they had. The biggest concerns that we heard were the gap in coverage, the fact that we would not have any rules on the books, which, as I just addressed, does not exist. It's not an issue at all. And then the other one dealing with the fact that, well, we have pollutants here that we should regulate over and above the federal level. And I agree, we probably do. And we're not eliminating those. We're not getting rid of those. It is still up to the DNR to decide, and once again, the scientists at that DNR, to decide what should and should not be regulated. Now it'll all be done through a scientific process. They have to prove that we need these regulations, and it's going to be all open and transparent. So that's one of the reasons behind this bill is we want public accountability and transparency in why we have rules in place and rules on the books. This is more of a red tape review type thing. And we put it kind of in line with the RAINS Act, which, as you recall, was just recently passed, where you would review rules every decade also and go back and decide if rules should be in place or not. So we don't want to be continually writing laws and writing rules that just stay on the books forever. We need to constantly be reviewing and updating them and making sure that they do apply for the times that we're living in.
There have been reorganizations and staffing changes at the DNR. Is there the scientific staff still at the DNR to go through this laundry list of pollutants and say, yeah, that one should stay, that one should go?
Absolutely. And interestingly enough, the fiscal estimate that the DNR gave us on this bill, they said that they'd be able to reabsorb the cost of repromulgating these rules within their own budget right now.
And you talked about the timeline on this. You said you'd initially hope to have this passed and signed by the end of the year. You seem skeptical at this point. What is it looking like as far as timeline on this now?
Well, it is still possible. We're planning the Senate's planning a hearing in the next couple of weeks here. So it is possible. It would be pushing it to get done by the end of the year. But if we don't hit the end of the year mark, if we hit it in January, February, March, what have you, we can always amend it on the floor and extend that date that the rules will sunset initially. So we do give the DNR enough time to repromulgate what to be on the books yet.
And briefly, as we wrap up, you mentioned that this went along with other pieces of legislation in line with the RAINS Act, which calls for reviews of regulations. What are some of the other key bits of legislation out there on this?
Sure. We have another one right now. Actually, we're having a hearing on it tomorrow, the reformulated fuels mandate in southeast Wisconsin. We have six counties that have to buy a specific blend of fuel at different times of the year. Even the DNR has come out and said, well, you know, it's not really necessary anymore. The fuel is so much cleaner than it used to be back when these rules came off from the federal government. So we're looking at getting we're not saying you're not allowed to sell these blends anymore. We're just saying, EPA, please don't mandate this for southeast Wisconsin, where we have people on fixed incomes and small business owners that are across the county line it's basically put them on an island where they have to pay another 10 to 25 cents a gallon, depending on the time of year, for their fuel. We have another one in Sheboygan County where we have a poorly placed monitor that monitors air quality. It's on the Lake Michigan shoreline. And unfortunately, what's been happening is it actually only collects air that's coming. It's called foreign air coming from Gary in Chicago. We have another monitor that with the help of the DNR and the EPA, was placed along Highway 43, downwind of all the factories in Sheboygan County. That's picking up air pollutants. It's within the range that we need to be in right now, but the one that's picking up the foreign air on the lake shore itself is not.
And we'll have to leave it there. Representative Kramer, thanks for joining us. That was Representative Jesse Kramer, Republican representing the Kewaskum area in the State Assembly, looking at new air pollution guidelines here in the state. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network.